Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
How lucky are we getting David Glenn to join our team? This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. This is no exaggeration. In all my years in the media, I have never known anyone more talented than Glenn, who has become a contributor to ChapelBar.com. His bi-weekly presence will make the fastest-growing website in the Triangle even more popular. I've known David since he was a student and then law student at Carolina. Although he may have dreamed of making tons of money or defending famous people as a lawyer, the ink from the printing press got under his nails, and he always came back to it. Glenn's introductory piece Thursday was originally published in our Carolina Court magazine in October of 1991, and it stands up as the most thorough and informative profile on Shubert Davis, who was entering his senior year at UNC, and unbeknownst to him began his journey to the head coaching chair as Roy Williams' successor. Glenn was and remains a great writer, although he was not good with deadlines. Fortunately, our annual preseason historical anthology magazine had some flexibility, and often I had to track him down and ask him, where the hell's that story you owe us? After getting his law degree, which he never had any intention of using in the courtroom, Glenn became a local sports writer and then a well-known sportscaster in Miami, where he could have been a star. But a love for the ACC drew him back to the Tar Heel State, where he took over the old poop sheet, ACC Sports Journal, and began a radio career that led to the David Glenn Show and the North Carolina Sportscaster of the Year recognition. Frankly, in a struggling industry, he was making too much money, and eventually his show was not renewed. But he had married the lovely and talented Maria by then, and with two teenagers, they weren't going anywhere. He is now a serial entrepreneur. DG, the second such person we now have along with DG Martin, may get his own show back someday or start that book I have been bugging him to write. But for now, he is a Chapelboro columnist. He will make a great website even better, and assuredly, we'll get him doing something on WCHL. We, along with the allure of North Carolina for this Philly boy, are glad he's still here and still really good. This is Archansky. See ya.